C. Consequences of the Chinese Economic Model. The CCP's economic model has put society in moral freefall, exactly in line with the communist specter's aim of destroying humankind. The party's economic power goes hand in hand with the erosion of morality as it drags people into a bottomless sea of indulgence and toward eventual annihilation. Today's China is inundated with fake goods, poisonous food, pornography, drugs, gambling, and gangs. Corruption and prostitution have become achievements to take pride in, while social trust is virtually non-existent. The widening gap between rich and poor is accompanied by social strife and abuse of justice. Citizens turn a blind eye to the suffering of their compatriots. In the economy of power, party officials use their authority to amass wealth. The enormity of corruption increases with rank. The misappropriation of billions is a normal occurrence. There is no government as corrupt or morally degenerate as the Chinese Communist regime. In October 2011, the world was shocked by the death of Yue Yue, a 2-year-old girl in Guangdong province who was hit by a truck. Instead of getting out to help, the driver put his truck in reverse to crush Yue Yue again and ensure that she was dead. During the tragedy, 18 people walked by without stopping, and Yue Yue later died in the hospital. International media wondered if China had lost its soul. It might be understandable that people are reluctant to come to the aid of others when there is danger involved, such as in an armed robbery. Yet Yue Yue did not pose any conceivable threat to anyone as she lay dying beneath the heartless driver's tires. Chinese society has hit rock bottom. Economic growth, without morality, is chaotic, brief, and disastrous. Under the inhumane policies of the CCP, social conflict abounds, and the environment is on the verge of collapse. The consequences of moral decay are fatal. China calls itself a strong country, but its strength is an illusion. Its superficial prosperity, built on the reckless pursuit of wealth, is doomed to collapse in the convergence of moral crisis and social conflict. There is no good future in store for China if it cannot escape the devil's snares. The specter of communism has no intention of implementing healthy and sustainable growth, as its goal is to destroy China.